Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. Once again, I'm Kyle Lenzner, and this week we are joined by Adam Banky, the conservation officer out of Dual County. How's it going this morning, Adam?
Good. Good to be here. I haven't done this radio show for probably a month or maybe even longer, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you. Well, seeing we got you in here, how about we get a report from over your way?
Yeah, we'll just we'll do a little bit of a fishing report. Starting out over in Dual County, things aren't crazy hot right now. A lot of people probably knew the Round Lake bite was really good this spring into the summer, after Memorial Day. That has slowed down quite a bit now. Not catching very many walleyes out there. They are still catching some northern pike from shore. Guys are starting to kind of switch over and fish bullhead a little bit, and they're catching a few walleyes out there and some smaller perch as well. Otherwise, Lake Alice looks like it's starting to pick up a little bit now. It had curly leaf pondweed, just like Big Stone Lake has, if anybody is familiar with that stuff. And it finally broke up and separated. And in the last week or so, there's been a few more boats out there. So if you smell the odor, that's kind of what it's been from, is that curly leaf is, that stuff separates from the bottom and it starts releasing all of its nutrients, and it leaves quite a little bit of an odor out there. But it kind of seems like that's gone away now. The worst of it was last week or even the week before. So, this whole last week I've been seeing some anglers catching some perch and some walleye out there, primarily perch on Lake Alice. Clear Lake has picked up a little bit again, boat fishing. Haven't seen too many anglers from shore. But the boats have been out there in the early mornings and right towards dark, picking up a few walleyes. And then, the only other lake I've seen much activity on is Lake Cochrane. And, of course, that lake on the weekends is pretty busy out there with all the recreational traffic. But there has been some fishermen out there as well, and they're catching some largemouth bass, some perch, a few crappies, and even the occasional walleye. Our lake survey out there this year was phenomenal for walleye, so waiting for them to pick up a little bit and see some anglers actually get out there and try targeting them a little bit. There has been some people utilizing the fishing pier on Lake Cochrane as well, and they've been catching quite a few fish right from the fishing pier. So it's a good little spot to take youngsters if you got a kid that patience level just isn't necessarily always there. So, but they've been catching quite a few fish right from the fishing pier near the boat dock there. So otherwise there hasn't been a lot of other activity over there in Dual County. Still kind of waiting to see Fish Lake pick up. The last 2 years we've had a really good survey out there as far as the walleye numbers and size, but there just hasn't been a lot of boat traffic down there. So I'm kind of curious to see that start going, but like I said, there hasn't been much going on down there yet. Other than that, this last week the week before, I guess, with it being the 4th of July, spent a lot of time out in the boats. I was up on Big Stone a couple different times. It looks like the perch bite is starting to pick up a little bit up there as well. All that curly leaf pondweed has kind of started to disappear now. We had a youth event out there this last week where we took quite a few youngsters out throughout the day, and we caught a lot of bluegills, a fair amount of perch. But for the most part, I see guys starting to target the perch again right around that Kozuski's access. They're just kind of anchoring up there and just vertical jigging and having pretty good success. So that's kind of what I've seen this whole last week, I guess, with between Grant and Dual County. So
okay. This weekend looks like it'd be a good weekend to get out there. Finally we get some decent weather. It's not super hot. Don't look like the wind's supposed to be too bad. Still calling for maybe a chance of rain here and there, but otherwise now that we're past the 4th here, that recreational boating will kind of drop off, and it'll be a little better to get out there and do some fishing. We can jump down to Hamlin County, of course. Same two lakes that we've talked about the last 2 weeks. Lake Ponset, still fish being caught out there. Like I said last week, with that recreational boating, it made it very difficult to get out there and do much for fishing over that 4th of July week there. But some guys are still going out, and they are still catching walleye, perch, and crappie out there, and it just seems like that one, the last few years, has just been going every week, it seems like. That's a constant bite down there. So Lake Albert down there, just depends on the day, what day you go there. Depends on the wind. That is on the east side there, and it's a pretty good-sized body of water. So when the wind's out of the west there, that's a difficult ramp to get into. But it's still seeing pretty high amount of pressure over there. And like I said, it just depends on the day. On the right day, guys are doing pretty good on walleye and perch out there. And other days, it's pretty tough to get them. So if you time it just right, you could have some pretty good success over there. And the nice thing about over there is the fish are a little healthier looking, a little bigger fish over there than what you would get over on Lake Ponset. But Lake Ponset has been consistent. I haven't seen anybody that usually they go out there and they'll catch fish. So
yeah, if you're looking for numbers of fish, I would probably be fishing Ponset. But if you're looking for a little bit better quality walleyes, Albert has kind of been the place to go. It seems like when I've been down there, all you got to do is kind of drive by midday and you can figure out whether or not Albert's biting. Because if there's a pile of boats over there at Ponset, it means they tried Albert in the morning and didn't have a whole lot of luck. And
yep.
That's kind of what we've been seeing when we're out there on the water talking to anglers too. They've kind of been trying both lakes, and if they're not having much success on one, they're moving to the other. So
yep. Jumping over to Clark County, Dry Lake number 2, looks like it's slowed down. It's getting to be kind of hard to catch the fish out there, it looks like. But like I mentioned the last couple weeks here, and coming up here sometime in the next few weeks, you're going to start seeing guys pulling out some perch out there. This is always that time of year when guys start catching perch out there. So we are starting to see around the whole area here, we are starting to see more perch getting caught each week. So as those weed lines keep getting more defined, you're going to start seeing more of those perch getting caught. So Reed Lake up there, still producing fish, a lot of them. It looks like I was up there this last weekend and talking to guys, it sounds like quite a few underneath that 15 inch mark, a lot of them in that 13 and a half inches, but a few nicer fish are getting caught as well up there. Jumping up to Day County, anglers had some decent success catching walleye here this last week and a few perch as well. Bitter Lake, fishing pressure continues to be high, however, success has been minimal. Anglers struggled to find a lot of keeper-sized walleye here this last week. Blue Dog, anglers are reporting catching some nice northern pike along with the occasional keeper walleye. Rush Lake, anglers are catching a mixed bag of walleye, perch, and white bass there. So kind of a little mixed bag up there at Rush, it looks like. Jumping down to Coddington County here, Pelican Lake, still producing a few walleye out there. Guys pulling spinners out there are catching some walleye, most of which, though, are underneath that 15-inch mark. So not very big, but it is producing walleye. So it might be one to keep an eye on here as we get closer to that winter time. Goose Lake, just depends on the day. It's another one of those like Albert. Just depends on what day you go there, whether the fish are going to be biting. They're nice fish when they are biting. They're in that 16 to 18 inch range with a few over 20, and an occasional perch and white bass are also being caught out there. But like I said, it just depends on the day, and it seems like which way the wind is blowing. So Lake Compesca, that one has been pretty slow here lately. A few guys are catching some fish, some walleye out in the middle, pulling plugs and spinners. But that seems to be either early morning or late afternoon. Otherwise, it's been just a mixed bag. If they're catching fish, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of anything, but a lot of different fish. So, and that includes white bass, smallmouth, bluegills, perch. It's just, like I said, it's a mixed bag. So, other than that, I think that should do her pretty much for the outdoor report, unless you got something to add, Adam.
No, I can't really think of a whole lot else. I know we spent a lot of time in this last week, like we mentioned, kind of working recreational boaters. So did see a fair amount of fishermen out and about, but primary focus for us was recreational activity. So
yeah, and we are getting kind of into that middle of summer when temperatures rise, fish start moving a little deeper. It's kind of like that middle of winter time frame when you just don't catch a lot of fish. So it gets a little tougher this time of year. So other than that, we can jump over to the hunting applications. Just a reminder, waterfall applications were due yesterday. You do have, and that's for the non-residents, so if you got friends, family that are planning on coming out here or wanting to come out here to do some waterfall hunting this fall, if they want to, they got to, I think it's Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock to get those done online. So otherwise, paper applications were due yesterday or had to be sent yesterday. So other than that, we also have the Black Hills deer, West River deer, and Custer Park deer are coming up July 20th. So that's coming up pretty quick. So if you're planning on one of those hunts out there, you're going to want to get your application in here pretty fast. So
it's hard to believe we're getting to that time of the year already where we've got fall applications coming up already. But yeah, it seems like it's pretty easy to miss these deadlines when it's the middle of July and we're thinking about deer hunting already in November. So yeah, just make sure you don't miss that stuff. Like Kyle mentioned, looks like July 20th is pretty key date for most of those seasons.
Yep.
With the exception, I know East River isn't due for quite a while yet, sometime probably the end of August.
August 31st is when the East River will be due, so.
Okay.
So we got a little time for that one, but those West River ones, yep, those are coming up quick here, July 20th. Yeah, and like Adam said, it's hard to believe that it's that time of year already, but I know just driving around this last week here, I do the Don Fierstad show as well, and he was asking me the weeks before if I had been seeing any broods of pheasants, and I hadn't seen any, and now here in the last 4 days, I think I've seen 10 or 12 of them, so it's getting to be that time of year, so we're getting not too far off from that that fall season.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to ask you about that, because we're getting pretty close to the time of the year where we're going to start running our pheasant brood routes, and I know the general public looks forward to seeing those numbers every single year. I was just kind of curious to see if you were seeing a whole lot for birds, but I am finally just starting to see a few broods now over there in Dual County. Fair amount of roosters bouncing around while I'm driving down gravel roads that I'm seeing, but just a couple days ago was the first brood I actually saw, so, and they were flying, so.
Yeah, the ones I've seen this last week, they weren't flying yet. They were pretty small,
okay.
So they were freshly hatched. But I, not being over here, so I don't have much to go off of. I, coming from Clark, if I was over there, I could tell you. But here, it's new to me. But it seems like pretty good numbers so far to me. Until we actually run that route, we won't really know. So
yeah, it's kind of tough to tell. I mean, we're still middle of July, and there's still birds out there nesting, obviously, and. You know, with the road ditches not being cut quite yet, you know,
yep.
The vast majority of them, that makes a big difference as far as what we're seeing. Once those farmers get out there and start cutting those road ditches, you really start to notice the birds a little bit more. So,
yep.
But yeah, be looking, you know, in a month or so, a little bit longer, we'll have our numbers out already, and we'll start running those routes the end of July, first part of August, and get the results out to everybody as soon as possible.
Yeah, so. Here coming up, you're going to be, if you're out in the mornings, you might be seeing our trucks out and about doing some of those surveys. So,
yep.
Also coming up, Watertown has their Hunt Safe course coming up August 4th. So, a little ways out yet. You got a few weeks here coming up, but that's going to be August 4th. That's going to go from 8 o'clock to, we have it scheduled till 4. It just depends on how many kids we get to come out for it and just see how long it takes. But, that's August 4th. It's going to start up at the middle school here in Watertown up by the Wellness Center up there. We'll start with a classroom portion in the morning. It's all online this year except for that portion, and the reason we have that up there in the morning is because we have to go over the laws and stuff for South Dakota here. That's not covered in the online portion, so we need to go through that stuff in the classroom, and then after that we go out in the field. We do the hands-on stuff, field or fence crossing, carries, and shooting shotguns. So. If you need a kid that needs, if you have a son or daughter that needs to take that course, that is going to be August 4th from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock here in Watertown. And with that, they would have to complete the online portion before showing up, and they have to present that certificate for the online portion when they show up for the course. Otherwise, we can't allow them to take the course that day. So if you got any questions, you can call the Watertown office here, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions you have.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think, Adam, you got a course that's going to be coming up here shortly, too.
Yeah, this is the time of the year to start looking for hunter safety courses, for sure. It looks like just about every single weekend in the month of August, somebody has a course going on. You know, Kyle mentioned his class. That's a independent study class if you're looking for that online, which, like he mentioned, it's a little bit different style than what we used to do, kind of transitioning over to the new era of technology where kids can kind of pace themselves and take the course online. And then we still, you know, obviously we like to get hands-on, just see how the kids react around firearms and do a few more other safety things. So it's a good little course. You know, like Kyle mentioned, you just jump online and you can find our course. I'm going to be doing a class the week after Kyle's. It's going to be a traditional class in Goodwin, and that'll be August 9th from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the fire hall there in Goodwin. And then on Saturday, August 11th, will be from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. We'll finish up the remainder of the class. So both days do have to be attended. Mine is 100% just a traditional class. So there's nothing you have to prepare for ahead of time. We will feed the kids on Saturday. We'll have a little bit of a lunch provided for them. The easiest way, jump online, go to our website, gfp.sd.gov, and click on the education tab, and then along the left-hand side, there'll be a hunter education portion that you can click on, and all our classes will be listed on there. We'll have Watertown class coming up. I'll have one in Goodwin. There'll be some classes in Clark and in Hamlin. And so now is the time. Once we start getting later into fall, we're going to kind of cut back on our classes because that's when we're starting to get a little bit busier. So August is a really important month when it comes to Hunt Safe. So jump online. I know with that that Watertown class, Kyle, you probably have room for, what, about 80 students somewhere around there?
Yep, and I just looked yesterday, and as of yesterday, I think we were at 57. So we still got 57 spots available. So plenty of room. So if you got somebody that wants to come, we'd be more than happy to have you. So we can accommodate up to about 80 kids, and right now we're only at about 27. So, and that's the thing is with some of these other courses around here, I know a lot of parents are wanting to get their kids in the traditional courses, but those traditional courses are usually limited to about 30 or 35 kids, and they filled up pretty quickly. So with the online one, if you're or any of them, you're going to want to jump on there and get signed up as soon as possible. So, and like Adam said, August is when a lot of those classes are going to be being held. So jump online, check out all those courses that are available and see which one works best for your schedule, because we also know sports are going to be starting towards the end of August and school and all that fun stuff. So get on there and find out what works best for you and get signed up as soon as possible. And that way, if there's any questions or anything comes up, we can hopefully work with you. So
last I checked for my Goodwin course, there was only 10 students signed up at this point. I typically try and keep it right around that 40 range because the room gets pretty tight if we have many more than that. I think we had probably close to 45 last year in the class, and it was pretty packed in there. But, you know, we'll try and do our best to make sure everybody gets into a class. So, you know, if the rooms do fill up, we'll work with you and try and squeeze you in still. But, just jump online. Sooner the better. Make sure you can guarantee that you'll be in the class. So
yeah, and with that independent one, if you got any questions, just call the Watertown office there. If I'm around, I can answer them, or the ladies up front there will be more than happy to answer those questions for you. But it's not too hard to do. I know most people have been able to figure it out pretty easily. So
yep.
With that, I think that should do her for this weekend, or for this show, I should say. With that, have a good weekend, enjoy the weather, and get out there and enjoy the outdoors.
Yep, looks like the weather's going to cool down a little bit into the upper 70s, so that's the stuff I like. So
yep.
Get out there and enjoy it.
Thanks, folks.